From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Canneries are expected to offer processing tomato growers higher contract prices this year to encourage increased plantings, but the two sides have yet to agree on a final price. That could impact planting decisions as farmers weigh crop options and water budgets. Merced County farmer Aaron Barcelos, first chair of the California Tomato Growers Association, says he's hoping contract prices compensate for soaring production costs that have made processing tomatoes less profitable. Deputy Ag Secretary Jule Branagh announced last week her intentions to resign from the USDA. Branagh says, "It is with mixed emotions I am announcing that I will step away from my role as Deputy Secretary in the coming weeks so I can spend more time with my mom, husband, and four children." President Biden nominated Branagh to the USDA in January of 2021 and was confirmed by the Senate in May of that year. Food at home prices increased 11.4% in 2022, more than three times the 3.5% rate in 2021, according to the USDA's Economic Research Service. The increase was also much faster than the 2% historical annual average from 2002 to 2021. In 2022, price increases surpassed 10% for food at home for nine food categories. Egg prices grew at the fastest rate of 32.2% after last year's bird flu outbreak.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.